This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
Summer Wind by William Cullen Bryant. It is a sultry day. The sun has drunk the dew that lay upon the morning grass. There is no rustling in the lofty elm that canopies my dwelling, and its shade scarce cools me. All is silent, save the faint and interrupted murmur of the bee settling on the sick flowers, and then again, instantly, on the wing. The plants around feel the two potent fervors. The tall maize rolls up its long green leaves. The clover droops its tender foliage and declines its blooms. But far in the fierce sunshine tower the hills, with all their growth of woods, silent and stern, as if the scorching heat and dazzling light were but an element they loved. Bright clouds, motionless pillars of the brazen heaven, their bases on the mountains, their white tops shining in the far ether, fire the air with a reflected radiance, and make turn the gazer's eye away. For me, I lie languidly in the shade, where the thick turf, yet virgin from the kisses of the sun, retains some freshness, and I woo the wind that still delays his coming. Why so slow, gentle and voluble spirit of the air? Oh, come and breathe upon the fainting earth coolness and life. Is it that in his caves he hears me? See, on yonder woody ridge the pine is bending his proud top, and now, among the nearer groves, chestnut and oak are tossing their green boughs about. He comes, lo, where the grassy meadow runs in waves. The deep, distressful silence of the scene breaks up with mingling of unnumbered sounds and universal motion. He has come, shaking a shower of blossoms from the shrubs and bearing on their fragrance. And he brings music of birds and rustling of young boughs and sound of swaying branches and the voice of distant waterfalls. All the green herbs are stirring in his breath. A thousand flowers, by the roadside and the borders of the brook, nod gaily to each other. Glossy leaves are twinkling in the sun, as if the dew were on them yet, and silver waters break into small waves and sparkle as he comes. About this poem. Summer Wind first appeared in the United States Literary Gazette, the editor of which solicited 23 poems from Bryant for publication in its first volume. The poem hinges on a personification of the wind, which the speaker implores to blow and make the hot day cooler. Poet and critic Richard Henry Stoddard writes, in his introduction to the poetical works of William Cullen Bryant, that in the poem, a new element appeared, and was always present afterward in Mr. Bryant's meditative poetry, the association of humanity with nature, a calm but sympathetic recognition of the ways of man and his presence on the earth. Contrastingly, in William Cullen Bryant, scholar David Jane Hill writes that the poem belongs to a class of poems in which no higher effect is aimed at than to bring the mind face to face with the charms of nature for the delight of mere contemplation.
Oh. Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.